produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine around the world.
Good morning, and welcome to this brand new day that God has made. You, my beloved, have just landed in love. There's love above you, love below you, and most of all, there's a love inside of you and around you. And love, we know and we affirm, lives in your Christless heart. That's where Christ resides. And I am Imaja Jubilee, your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And let's breathe in a breath together. And as we breathe in together, the breath connects us. No matter where you are, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, and my guest is in Hartsfield, South Carolina. And she's there, and I'm here. But but that breath connects us. It connects us to the Big G. I like to call God the Big G because that's what God is to me. And no matter where you are in the universe or on this planet, you are connected to us right now as you listen to our program today. We have an exciting program where we're going to be talking about peace today. But what I want to remind you, your breath, going back to your breath, that breath is life. And life is meant to be lived in full expression. And the full expression is an expression of God. It's an expression of your divine purpose, of why you're put on this earth. We are put on this earth. We are uniquely us, and we are created to bring the love and light in everything that we do. I would like to thank Finding My Way Radio Network, CEO Kayla Padgett, and Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspirational Network for the opportunity to be on this platform. Without them having this, I would not be here talking to you today. So I'm grateful for every platform and every opportunity that I get to express love, that I get to be who I am, and I get to proclaim and declare that the love of God solves everything. And this program, I want to dedicate it to Josie. Josie has had some things that have been going on with her body, and we affirm that she will have peace in her mind and in her body and in her soul. And we are sending our healing prayers to Josie Hopkins right now. And we are trusting in the divine to bring her the peace that surpasses all understanding, as well as the love that can heal her from her head to her toe. So we know sometimes that we come up against adversity, but doing all that adversity, all we have to do is trust. All we have to do is trust the Big G, because the Big G has the answers to every single thing. So today, we're sending peace and healing to you, Josie. And so again, let's take a breath together. And as we obey Spirit here, in times like these, we have to remember to choose peace no matter what comes up in our lives. We have to remember to choose peace. I know I forget. I don't know about you, but I forget. In my humanness, I forget to choose peace. And peace is a choice. We sometimes make it complicated. Just like being happy is a choice. Just like being loving is a choice. Peace is also a choice. So today, we're going to focus our conversation on that. And I would like to read to you something that was given to me this morning. It's raining, pouring down rain where I am, and it has been ever since about 4 o'clock this morning. But you know what I did? I got up, and I went outside, and I stood in the rain. And this is what came to me after I came back in as a result of that, of having done that. And it's called, I Choose Peace, or Does Peace Choose Me? It says, it's pouring rain, but I went outside and I stood just the same, barefooted on the freshly cut grass. At last, I felt so marvelous and so wonderful, and I surrendered to allow each wet drop of God's water to cleanse me and wash all my worries away and wash them all down into Mother Earth. And then I said, Mother Earth, it whispered to me through her vibrations under my bare feet. It said, breathe, Marja, breathe, release my sweet, and allow my peace. Accept my energy to give you my gift of peace. Choose peace. Allow my mysteries to penetrate you and saturate your soul. Desperation, aggravation, negative conversation, whole humming, despair are now being released. They're being released to the Big G. The Big G has holy synergy and the power of peace. Peacefulness, peace just flows through every nook and every cranny in your soul, every tissue, every bone, every joint. Wow. Peace be still. Follow my will. peace, be still, and follow my will. All my vital organs dance. They dance to the notes and the rhythms of peace. They dance, moving and doing their task, guided by the big G, an invisible power. That is okay, sweetie, because you are created by this peace. You're created by the peace that created the stars and the moons and the planets. Glorious, wondrous peace. Glorious, wonderful peace flows through you. Now, my sweet, know deep inside your beating heart and your sanctuary of your soul, the peace that you seek is seeking you, knowing, and it was showing, knowing that it's seeking you, it is wanting you. In fact, it awaits you. It's there to hug you, to hold you, and welcome you. External circumstances that foster the thoughts of fear and sometimes devastating and sometimes fear and uncertainty are just waiting for you to make the choice to breathe into them peace. Bathe, my sweet. Bathe yourself in peace. Bathe your soul in peace and the free-flowing peace, and let it harmonize you. Let it wrap you up. The inner places that are hurting of disappointment, sometimes they're lodged so deep within yourself. You don't have to worry. Just allow God's peace, for you are on a divine purpose. Allow the deepening of your peace, glorious peace, ever-expanding peace, always knowing peace, always knowing where you are and what you are is where you need to be. It dissolves it and allows the armor to just come down. The real you can now be seen. So peace be still, and follow my will. Abide with the peace within you and without you, within and outside of you, I meant to say. And you will constantly know, because you will make a choice from deep way down in your soul, and you will watch the doors that open wide and watch the walls fall down, and your heart will open, and you will be guided to everlasting thoughts of peace and serenity. And so it is, and so it shall be. So peace is choosing you, my beloved one. And we know this, but sometimes we forget it. So what I want to do now is bring my guest aboard. She's been waiting in the virtual green room. She is a resident of Hartsville, South Carolina. She's a CEO and founder of the Empowerment Palace Ministry. She's a Christian counselor. She's an ordained minister. She also hosts her own radio show on 93.9 FM right where she lives. So welcome, Erica, to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you? I'm so thrilled to be here.
Wonderful. So how's the weather where you are?
It is raining. That poem fit perfectly today.
Yes.
God's word that he gave you is speaking highly. It's raining.
Yeah. But in the midst of all the rain and the storms that we have in our life, they're just symptoms and we can find peace. So our question for you is, how does one achieve inner peace and maintain it during these times of uncertainty?
Well, first, we need to make sure that peace is not misplaced. And let me say it again. Because a lot of people, our peace is misplaced. It's not focused. We are not focusing our peace in the right direction. And we need to make sure that our peace is in the right place, meaning our uno numero, who you like to call Big G, God. It needs to be focused on the right place. Because without it being focused on the right place, you'll begin to see everything around you. But when it is focused on God, you can see past the circumstances or the negativity that is sounding off at you. Peace will be a shield. And also, just like the word says, that it'll actually be a feet shod with the preparation of the word of God. It will be peace around your feet that will continue to help you walk through anything. I hope that helped you a lot.
Yes. Yeah, so what you're saying, peace, you just have to place your peace in the big G. You place your peace in God and not in these external circumstances and not in material things, but in God.
Yes.
And
yes,
you have
the
peace that surpasses all understanding. So, yeah, I get it. I get it. And I see that you get it, too. So what is the worst contributor to not having any peace at all?
I think a lot of people think that God is at war with us. I talk to people all the time, and I'm like, God is not at war with us. And that is misplaced as well. We have to understand that God, our mindset, if our mindset is always saying God is did this, God did that, we always blaming him for everything that goes on, we have to realize that we must come to terminology that it might have came through his hands, but he might not be the author of the confusion, but he want us to begin to relate to that information and begin to agree with him to begin to see the peace in instead of the confusion, to see the peace be solved, to see the peace rise above the confusion. So I just want to say our mindset, we got to understand that God is not at war with us. And then number two, we must begin to agree with God.
And, you know, I want to talk about that point a little bit about that God is at war with us. I feel like there are a lot of people that feel like God is sitting somewhere dumping down everything on them just so that they can be miserable, just so that they can have a lot of anxiety, that he's doing it on purpose, when we really are making choices, the choices that we make, you know?
Yes.
So what is your feedback on that?
It's definitely that. I was talking to one of my clients yesterday, and she was like, every time I get to one place, one step closer, there's another door there they're shut in my face. And she was like, I just seem like I'm waiting on God, I'm waiting on God, and I'm waiting on God to move. And this is, she said, I'm just waiting on him to do it. And I was like, sweetie, God has given you all the tools that you need. And this is peace. I'm talking about peace. Because if you know, as long as that problem is continued jabbing at her, she was not able to see how she was able to solve it. And it was robbing her of her peace. So I began to tell her that she needs to begin to walk in wisdom. What do you begin to solve the problem? Sometimes we're waiting on God when we need to look within and see how he is responding to us so that we can begin to move forward, so that we can begin to knock down the problem that is saying that you can't get over it, or the hurdle that is standing in the way so that we can move forward. Waiting on God does not mean that you just stay totally still. And sometimes it does. But waiting on God is being able to hear, listen, and walk in wisdom.
Yep. And you know what? The other thing, I have this little thing I call TAPS. And I call it TAPS because T stands for tools, okay, which is prayer and meditation and reading the word and studying the word and sitting with God. And then the A stands for attitude and alignment. You got to have the right attitude, and then you have to align yourself with God. And then the P stands for power and purpose. Power and purpose.
Yeah.
Where are you? And perspective, because you have to have perspective. And the S stands, you go back to spiritual. You got to be spiritually grounded. And what you have to do, you know, with all the modern technology that we have, I tell people they have to Zoom. Use your Zoom. You Zoom out. And you zoom in, right? You zoom in and you look at yourself. You zoom out and you get a perspective of what's going on. And using your tools, you can have anything. You can have that peace that we're talking about. So using TAP. So what, you know, we're talking about peace, but how did you find out what your purpose was in life? How did you come to see and know what your purpose is? So you talk about that particular lady. How did you find out what your purpose was?
Wow, and being honest with you, purpose, what I realized about purpose is actually in my every step, even back from a little girl when I look back at it now. And if you can look back at your life, you'll say the same thing. As I look back over my life, I realize that in every step I was walking into purpose. And a lot of people keep thinking that you have to look outside. Where's my purpose? Where's my purpose? But when you, like you just did, Tab, when you are staying spiritually grounded, and even when I didn't know how to stay spiritually grounded, but I kept moving forward towards God, that's where your peace is. As long as you agree with God, move forward in that alignment, I was able to God walk into the purpose that he has for my life. It is a walking into hearing the voice of God, walking into my purpose. Every step of my way, every step, everything that I have done up to now has been me moving into my purpose. It's been a walk. It has not been a run. It has not, I just jumped right into it. It has been a consistently showing up in my daily life, walking with God, and here I am walking in purpose.
Walking in purpose. And, you know, sometimes I had to crawl before I could walk. You know what I'm saying? I had to crawl.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, ma'am.
I got
scars to show.
Yeah. I got wounded, honey. I got wounded.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes.
I had to turn the wounds over for healing.
Yes.
For healing of the emotional scars, emotional wounds from having made choices that were not in line with my purpose. But they were not in line the way I was thinking then, but they were in line. You know what I'm saying? They were in line. So with that, what is the best mistake that you've ever made?
I know, right? I had a child at a very young age. And I don't like to call him a mistake, but I like to call my decision, my choice, a mistake because of misguided information and not being mature of having understanding, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so when you have, when I didn't have the right education nor the right tools or the right understanding of what I was doing, I did. I got pregnant at a young age, but right now he is the greatest. You know, I don't like saying mistake, but he is the greatest opportunity that I had in my entire existence. He's not a mistake, but he's my greatest mistake that I made because of the situation. Yes, he is.
Wonderful. See, that's why we learn from situations, and we come to embrace because I feel like we have to embrace and accept and align. We have to embrace.
Yes.
Accept and align. And in the alignment with spirit, we get the answers to whatever it is, and then we can see with a clear vision and at a deeper level. But really, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes, you know? And so with that, you just keep on moving. So with all of that said, we talked about mistakes. We talked about you being a young mother. What is the greatest gift that God has ever given you, God has ever given to you?
Oh, God, love, because I didn't know it. And I know that might be a corny answer, but to me, love, I really don't need love from anybody else. I'm just using this for an example because I have his love, and having his love, he loved me in the deepest parts of where I felt unlovable when I didn't even know what love really felt like. Let me tell you, his love is what brought me to life. His love for me, his forgiveness towards me, the way he showed up when I didn't. I mean, I'm telling you, God's love is what brought Erica Malachi alive. That's the best gift that he gave to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So as we come to a close here, what pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our listening audience around the world?
No matter where you come from, no matter the status, we all need to make sure that we are connected to the vine. Because with that vine, is where we will produce the greatest fruit if we remain in him and he remains in us.
It's about having a connection with Spirit. So if people wanted to contact you and reach out to you, Erica, tell us how they can get in contact with you.
You can get in contact with me. I like to give my phone number because people like to call personally. And my business number is 1-800-974-8185. And you can just hit extension 0. Or you can find me on Facebook at The Empowerment Palace or Instagram as The Empowerment Palace. Or you can find, or you can go on my website at www.theempowermentpalace.
Wonderful. But, you know, this conversation has gone so well, and we want to continue our conversation with you, Erica, for our next show. And we thank you for being a part of this show today as we will continue to talk about peace and other things that come up that Spirit guide us to do in our next broadcast with you. We thank you, Erica, and we thank God most of all for allowing our hearts to connect. Even though you're there and it's raining and I'm here and it's raining, we still connect by our breath. And we you know, we've talked about the things that Spirit led us to do. So
yes.
I thank you, and we'll see you on our next show, Erica. In closing,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. In closing, I would like to say, remind our audience, my mother used to listen to a song by the Reverend James Creek Cleveland called Peace Be Still. Oh, she loved that song. And she would sing that song because it talked about when the wind sets sail and all the storms that come up in your life and the tempest is raging. You know, that's when Jesus came up from the bow of the water, and he assured, and all he said was, peace, be still. So we have to remember the words of Jesus, and remembering we can declare peace because peace is seeking us, and peace is seeking and waiting for you to be a part of it, waiting for you to come, waiting for you to choose it. So today I say to you, choose peace. And let peace reside in every nook and every cranny in all parts of your soul. And we will see you next time right here on Finding My Way Network, Love, Light, and Positivity, hosted by Imaja Jubilee from Richmond, Virginia. Until next time, have a grand and glorious and divinely inspired day, beloved.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.